No septic.
Hi, James. How are you? It's Nadine. With Local Splash?
Yes. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. It sounds like you're still working.
Yeah, kind
of. Oh, my gosh, you poor thing. Oh, okay, perfect. Because I wanted to make sure you got your receipt, and then I wanted to go over some notes with you for my technician so that they know where to start from. Do you have about 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so let me do this. Let me just go here. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? Because what I'm going to do, James, is I'm going to block out an hour, and the interview would take about 30 to 40 minutes. Basically, they're just going to kind of go over the same notes you and I went over and talk to you a little bit more about, you know, the Google ads, the areas of target, your keywords. So I want to do it at a time that's going to be, you know, convenient for you, right?
Okay.
So how does your schedule look?
If he wants to do it tomorrow, kind of early in the morning is good for me. 8.
Okay. Let me see what we have available. I think the earliest might be 10 o'clock. Let me look. The earliest appointment I have is 10 to 11 tomorrow, your time. Would that work? I could tell you what other times I have if that doesn't. I have 10 to 11, 11 to 12. I have a 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. 2 to 3? Okay.
What I gotta do. Yeah.
Okay. If for some reason we call you tomorrow, right? Let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call. We'll call you right back. Okay? Or just say, hey, I need to reschedule it for later on, and then we'll reschedule it. Okay? So let me send you the client interview invite. So that's going to be 2 to 3 o'clock your time. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. I tried calling you earlier, and I said, he's probably working away.
Well, I turned my meter off earlier for a doctor's appointment, and I forgot to turn it back on.
Oh, my goodness. That's what happened then. Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple calls I got to return.
Oh, you poor thing. Yeah, I won't keep you too long on the phone. I do want to definitely get you through these notes, and then we'll be all set. Now, while I'm doing that, let me see here. Let me send you the email on that. And then we're just going to go over a couple of notes, your receipt, and then you'll be all set. Now, tomorrow, if I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I will be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. If I'm not available, James, they're going to proceed without me. Okay? They're just going to go directly calling you. All right?
Okay.
So there goes your calendar invite. Now, when it comes to your services, okay? I mean, obvious is septic repair. What else do you want me to notate on there?
Well, we clean, repair, and install.
Oh, clean, repair, and install? Okay, let me put that.
Yeah.
So
no, I don't
septic.
Want to push the install too much.
Okay.
But I do want to put it out there that they're available.
Okay.
Because I'm mostly one person.
Yeah.
With a lady.
Yeah, yeah. So we're not trying to, and I promise you this isn't going to overwhelm you. It'll bring you a steady flow, and what I love about it is you can pick and choose the ones you want to take. Okay?
Yeah.
You could be selective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, last time I had Google, that's what I did like about it. I spent about $400 a month, and it kept me comfortable.
Good,
steady.
Good. Yeah, it'll be steady, you know, and it's not going to be like, oh, my gosh, I'm overwhelmed, and now I'm going crazy.
Right.
Also, is this residential and commercial? Does it matter?
Either one. It doesn't matter.
Either one. Okay. Anything else aside from the septic that you want me to notate?
We do grease traps for restaurants.
Oh, well, let me put that.
They stink, but they pay good.
I couldn't imagine with all the guck and stuff. How do you wear a mask? You have
no,
to wear a mask.
Actually, septic,
you're
I
used
don't
to
even
it?
Smell them anymore.
No? Okay, so you're
can't
used
catch.
To it then.
No
oh, my
problem.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's so funny because... I have a friend, he's a plumber, and he's like, you know, being a plumber is a crappy job, but I'll never be out of work. I started laughing. I'm like, you're hilarious. And he's right. He'll never be out of work, right? When that plumbing's
right.
out, you can't wait. And you're licensed and insured?
Yes, and bonded.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Not that it's a requirement, but I always like to ask. Okay,
yeah, it's good if somebody looking for us. tease it.
Yeah.
On a,
absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. And then I know.
Make a point to put it on there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're right. I tell you, you would imagine how many things I see when, you know, working with, you know, businesses that are online, and just some of them, it's like, oh my gosh, you poor thing. I don't know who is handling your stuff, but we'll help you here. And then I know you have your Facebook, so I know that I want to make sure that they're aware that there's a Facebook page. Now, your Google Business profile, you're going to need to give us access to that, so that way we can manage it, okay? But you hold the ownership of it. The technician will walk you through it too, okay? And then I know you have your website. Now, what we're going to do, okay, is we put a tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. And the reason that we do this, okay, is so that you can track your calls. If a spam call comes in, you block it. And it's a great tool. You know, James,
now, I used to do that when they would call, and I'd block them if they're spam. And the problem with that is they're hijacking people's numbers to get you to answer a local call. And if you call the number back, it's not them. It's a private individual. So
well, let me tell you.
This would be blocking customers.
Well, here's the thing, though. Okay, I know what you're talking about, how them using local numbers, right? Yeah. You are less likely to get spam calls when you have a tracking number.
Oh, really? They see that?
Yes. Yes, and that's why.
That looks for it, ain't it?
Yeah, no, that's why we put the tracking number on them, because you're less likely to get spam calls. And even if one came through, you'll know this way, right? I have it on my phone, not a tracking number, but how I have on my phone, because sometimes I'll get a call that looks like a local number, and I answer it, and it's not. It's a spam call trying to give me a loan, and I turn around and I block it. That number doesn't ever call me again. I have that through my Verizon. So the tracking number that we put on there, it'll be a local number to your area, okay? But it's also a good tool. So, like, let's say you had someone's address that you were going to go give an estimate and you misplaced the address, right? You can go back and listen to the call and get the address off of there. Yes. That's why we definitely put the tracking number on it, because that's going to help you 100%. Actually, no, it's actually through our client dashboard. You can view all your calls, all the calls that you're getting. You'll have a tracking and reporting system, and I'll go over that with you too. It's like a username and password. And there is an app that you can download as well. I'll have the technicians talk to you about it. So if you're interested in the app to download it, that might also be an option for you. But through your tracking and reporting system, you can see all the calls and listen to the recorded calls. That's what I love about it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's a good tool for you.
That might help.
Okay.
Yeah, that might help.
Yeah, especially like if you miss a call.
To answer the phone.
Yeah, sometimes you might miss a call.
Answer the phone for me.
Yes, and that's why I say, here's the great thing about it too, right? You can use it as a training tool. So you show them, hey, you know, when you answered this call, let's go back and listen to it. You should have asked XYZ, right? Or you should have said this. So it's a good training tool for anyone that's answering your calls, okay?
Okay.
Now,
that's a good idea. I didn't think of that either.
Right. You're like, wait a minute, I didn't even think about that. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to do things that are going to be very helpful for you, you know? The other thing I wanted to ask here, let me see. Okay, I got that. Let me see, where'd it go? I want to take this part here. Okay. What are your hours of operation? Let me look at what it says on there currently. And then you can tell me if that's what it should show as. Let's see, where'd it go? I just had it up here.
Is that on Google or is that on the website?
On Google. I'm going to take a look at what you have there now. Let me see. Honey, I love your logo, by the way.
Yeah,
I see you as 24/7.
Yes.
I see you're listed as 24/7. Okay, that's what we want, 24/7. Okay, let me do that.
Normally, I would want it to say 24/7 emergency service. So
24/7 emergency. Yeah.
Yeah, because they'll call at like 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, well, will you come pump my tank right now?
And you're like, no.
Maybe not. My first question is, are you having a problem? If they're having a problem, I'll get up and go. That's not a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Pump, I'll tell them to wait.
Yeah. Now, you know what I wanted to tell you, too, that I saw in some of your keywords, and tell me if you still want me to include these other ones, septic system repair, septic system cleaning, septic system inspection, aerator, motor repair, dozing pumps replacement. Is that okay to list those, too?
Yeah. Yeah, you can list all that.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure, because I had saw those on your website, too, and I'm like, wait a minute, let me put these ones, too, because I think those would be helpful. Okay. All right, and then you have your own website. Oh, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Probably phone and text. My truck answers my text messages, so it loses the circled number.
Oh, okay.
I miss a lot of them.
Okay.
But I'd like my truck answering it for me so I could just listen to it. I don't have
to. Okay, so phone and text. Perfect. Yeah, I have that on my phone, too. Like, I can listen to the text, and it'll say, do you want to respond? And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, your Google Ads.
It does answer the text for me, so my phone is already set.
Okay, perfect.
So
now, the Google Ads. Yeah, no worries. Now, the Google Ads, how far do you want to target? You can go up to 100 miles if you wanted, or you could target by county or by city.
County.
Like, what do you prefer? By county? Okay.
By county. Yeah,
Hamilton.
If you do 50 miles from my house, I don't cover my whole area into Hamilton County, but I cover part of Kentucky, and I'm not licensed in Kentucky.
Okay.
So living close to the river kind of screws me as far as customers.
Might be a nice area, but yeah, got it. Okay, so what counties do you want me to notate?
Hamilton County.
Uh-huh.
Ohio. And Claremont County, Ohio.
Ohio County and then Claremont County.
No, not Ohio County. Hamilton County.
Uh-huh.
And Claremont County.
Claremont. Okay.
Yeah. But both of them in Ohio. Once they put me in West Virginia somewhere.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, that wasn't good.
To figure it out. I'm like, why are they giving all these numbers calling me? And I kept looking. I'm like, I don't get it. And then I brought up Google Maps, and it showed me in West Virginia. I'm like, that doesn't.
You're like, what the heck? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Okay. And let me just make sure. I'll put Ohio so that way they're very clear, like, this is Ohio, guys.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, just Hamilton County, Ohio, and then Claremont County, Ohio.
Okay. You got it. Okay. And then let me see. What are the forms of payments you typically take?
Whatever they want to pay.
Cash, check, Zelle.
Cash, check, Zelle. That's the only ones I take. I don't know how to do Venmo and that other stuff.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Now, I know you've gotten a series of text messages and emails, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to resend them to you because they're probably buried. Okay? So.
Yeah.
Let me send you this first one is going to be our customer service phone number. Now, you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, you got a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which is 10 to 7 your time because we're 3 hours behind you. Okay?
Okay.
So, save the 877 number in your contacts under local splash. This way you never lose our phone number, James. Okay?
Okay.
This way you always have it on you.
I got it in a couple places.
Beautiful. Okay. Did you get the text I just sent you?
Not yet. I haven't.
Okay. Give it a couple minutes.
Lost.
It's okay.
It might have timed
out on it. Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I sent it to the one that ends with 9687, correct? That's your cell phone that you can get text messages on.
Okay. Yeah, local splash, maybe.
Yep, there you go. Okay. And then do you see one that says initial? Let me send you this next one. Now, this next one's going to say initial invoice. Okay, let me send you that one. And give me 1 second here. Local splash initial invoice. Okay. There goes the second one. Give it a minute. Now, this next one is your receipt. When you open it up, James, it's going to say, hello, James D. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Let me know once you receive it.
I got one that says they want
initial invoice.
Yeah, and then subscription terms, if you have any questions.
Yep. Okay, so that one, you're going to click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that sentence?
Yes.
Okay, click on that. Now it's going to take you to a page that says at the top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Yeah.
Okay. Now what you're going to do, right, you're going to scroll to where it says mobile phone.
Okay.
Now what you're going to do is, do you see under the mobile phone, it says, I agree to receive text messages. You're going to click in that box. You're going to click in the other box that says, I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and my information is true and accurate.
I clicked all three of them.
Beautiful. The other box is saying that it's a recurring charge. Yeah, so I changed your date. It's not going to be the 28th. It's going to be the 29th because we did your payment today. So now your billing date is always going to be the 29th of every month. Okay? Now.
Well, I'm going to leave it the way I got it written. I'm going to be a day earlier.
You're like me. My billing date might be one day, but I always do it like a day ahead so this way I don't forget. Now. At the bottom, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. You might have to change your phone like horizontal-wise, okay? But what you're going to do is you're going to just type in James space D space and then your last name, Norris. Okay? No period after the D because the system's really like sensitive about, you know, dots and symbols. And then you'll click on confirm signature.
I did, and it took me to the Local
Splash.
Welcome, sign in.
Yep. So that's where you go in and track your results with us. Okay, James? So within 5 to 7 days, I would start logging in there and just seeing, like, you know, what if you're getting any phone calls yet, because that's where you track everything. So your username, if you look back at that text that I sent you with our phone number, your username is your phone number. Okay? No dashes. No one before it. It's going to be the number we're talking on, the 513-724-0739. Your password, okay?
Wait a minute. I just realized you called from a different number. What was the number?
The number is 513-724-0739. That's like your landline, right? That number?
Yeah, that's my very first phone number. The second number I have that's a landline is 513-SEPTIC.
Oh, got it. I figured that. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So this number, right, is going to be your username. The password is all lowercase, one word, fun social. And I put it in that text message. Okay.
S-O-C-I-A-L?
Uh-huh. S-O-C-I-A-L. Correct.
Okay.
Okay. And then you just log in?
I tried to. I'm still on the login page.
Okay. So look at your phone number. No dashes.
Okay. Right.
And then you're going to... all lowercase for the password. Fun. F-U-N. S-O-C-I-A-L. Fun social.
Okay. Yeah.
And try that.
Okay. So that's going to say password.
Perfect. I would save it. So this way you don't have to worry about it. And then the technicians, you don't need to do anything. They're going to work on the rest of that. Okay. So.
Okay.
Starting from tomorrow, okay, they're going to get things moving here. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories that can start generating phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, okay, your Google ads are live. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. And what we always state in the terms and conditions, the first page placement, James, we're always going to tell you the timeline of 45 to 60 days, even if I've seen it happen sooner many times, just because we prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, in your case, it could happen a lot sooner because you already have the Google Business Profile. Remember, you need to add us on as managers, okay, to give us that access so we can manage it. So it could happen sooner for you.
Do you want to do that now?
Oh, you won't do that with me. You're going to do that with the technician because they're the experts in that area. Okay?
Yeah, I just had to do that with that other company I was with.
Yeah, and the text will help you with it. Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
And I would like to be the first. Oh, no worries. We're here to help you. And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to try my best to make myself available for your client interview to do the introduction. But again, if I'm not available, they're going to call you directly. And I'll send you a reminder an hour before just to remind you that it'll be in the next hour. Okay?
That'll be great.
All right, James. Have a good afternoon. Thank you for your time.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You have a good day.
Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.